Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Tuesday, the 8th of July at almost 6:32. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to Gas Networks Ireland about infrastructure and biomethane, and we'll be looking at another cancer care startup in Ireland and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories. Shane Phelan in the Irish Independent reports that the value of court-sanctioned personal injury payouts fell by 45% last year amid the continuing impact of lower award guidelines, coupled with a decrease in medical negligence cases. Just €150 million in personal injury awards were made by the courts last year, down from 275 the previous year. Data contained in the Courts Service annual report reveals that there was an increase in the number of High Court awards below €60,000, while the number of awards above €60,000 decreased substantially. A big driver for the decrease was a drop in High Court medical negligence awards, which fell from €167 million to €93 million last year, even though the court resolved a higher number of cases. Ian Curran in the Irish Times reports that the number of small and micro businesses looking to restructure their debts through the Small Business Rescue Scheme has jumped by 15% so far this year, with the hospitality sector responsible for the biggest proportion of cases, Assets Ireland has said. Unveiled in 2021 as a more cost-effective alternative for smaller businesses to the examinership process, the Small Companies Administrative Rescue Process, or SCARP, facilitates simplified out-of-court debt restructuring for viable companies. A new analysis of the regime by Assets Ireland found that some 1,300 jobs have been saved through the SCARP process since 2021. The BBC reports that Apple is appealing against a €500 million fine handed down by the EU over alleged anti-competitive behaviour on the App Store. The European Commission said in April that the tech giant had breached its laws by restricting app developers in their ability to inform customers of alternative offers or marketplaces that could be found outside its own App Store and steer them towards purchases. Apple called the Commission fine unprecedented yesterday, saying the decision and its penalty go far beyond what the law requires. A commission spokesperson said it took note of Apple's filing and would defend its decisions in court.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.